It's Friday, time to check in with Sonia Sorich, the Sacramento Business Journal's digital editor. Hey, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
Let's start off with this new report that comes to sort of a bleak conclusion for the local business community. Sacramento's economy appears to be slowing.
That's right. In its mid-year report, the Sacramento Business Review says the region's labor market continues to grow, but at a slower rate. Now, the Business Review is an economic forecast organized by Sac State business professor Sanjay Varshney and a team of economists and researchers. The report says the job market here has grown by 1.1% over the past 12 months, compared to 1.48% statewide.
Why is the local job market slowing down?
The report says it's partially due to the construction sector, where employment fell by 4%, marking its first decline in 7 years. That could be due to the winter's wet weather, which delayed several building projects. But on a broader level, the report says the Sacramento area is vulnerable to another economic downturn because of its historic dependence on government jobs and a lack of diversity in job options. Now, even those construction jobs are limited in that they rely on the time frame of an individual project and are kind of done when that project is done. Now, also, the labor force was affected by Aerojet's decision to remove jobs from the area, as well as job cuts last year from Hewlett-Packard and Intel locally.
Well, how worried should we be? I mean, are there any bright spots in the local economy?
Some observers acknowledge the economy is slowing, but they say we're not necessarily heading toward a recession. Plus, there's some evidence the slowdown in construction activity is just temporary, and there are bright spots. Healthcare employment grew over the last 12 months, and demand for good retail space is strong, and that's even with the rise of online shopping. We're still seeing major retail projects such as Delta Shores in South Sacramento and Downtown Commons here in downtown Sacramento move forward.
Well, yeah, speaking of big retail projects, a new business opens today at the revamped University Village.
Yes, that is Dry Bar, which is a hairstyling chain that's based in Irvine. It has locations in the United States and Canada, but this is its first local site. Now, this business does not offer haircuts. Instead, the emphasis is on washing and styling hair, which is good for a night out or preparing for something like a company headshot. It does have some male clients, and it offers a scalp massage that's apparently popular among guys.
Scalp massages, huh? Okay, well, and this is at Howe Avenue and Fair Oaks Boulevard, University Village. What else is new with the project?
Well, the center is being remodeled and rebranded as the UV in a project that's expected to cost more than $10 million. Several new eateries are still moving forward. And another interesting addition is Edge Studios, which is a fitness business that will offer yoga, cycling, and climbing. And we're not just talking about regular yoga here. This business is expected to have a Himalayan salt yoga studio that's designed to help release negative ions. And this fitness studio, Edge Studios, is expected to open in November.
And switching to another well-known retail center, the Eldorado Hills Town Center is getting a second hotel.
Yes, this will be the region's first A-Loft Hotels property, and it's estimated to be a $25 million project. Now, this is an urban-oriented hotel chain that targets a tech-savvy demographic. At this new hotel, you can expect voice-activated rooms and robotic butler service.
Also in the Eldorado Hills Town Center, there's a new future plan for a former nightclub space. And apparently, it won't stay a nightclub.
The space previously occupied by Reunion Nightclub in the town center will be converted to office space. It will join existing office spaces at that center. Those involved with the center and leasing say that having office space puts workers in the center during the day, which helps the town center's many retailers, including several dining options there.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.